All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, my queen baby sugars.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
Good. New week, new tea.
Oh, damn. I'm glad you be on that. Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
I understand that assignment.
Yeah, you do. I don't. Mine be late. Turning in late.
Yeah.
So how was your weekend?
My weekend was good.
What'd you do?
Went to Baby CJ's first birthday party. Yeah. Child.
Yeah.
I really realized, like, I'm here and I ain't got a kid. And these kids, they take you, really having kids' birthdays at places like that is genius because they take care of the kids. They set up everything. You really just got to show up and you can bring drink if you want to. Mm. So you can really just have a time.
Yeah.
So did that. Sunday, we went to Harriet's, which is like a little rooftop function damn near here in LA.
Yeah.
All the who's who. Yeah. The who's who frequents the spot.
Yeah.
And then we went to this pop-up cocktail immersive experience, the Alice.
Yes.
It was interesting.
It's for the whites. Usually Brittany and I get sucked into doing little things that pop up on our feed or things that we see on you know, like little shit that'll pop up, LA bucket list and just things like that.
Yeah, this popped up when we were on our way to Mexico.
Yeah, I was like, oh, immersive drink experience. This looks fun. We were the only blacks with the exception of one other sister.
Who was there?
Yeah, she was a sister.
She was a sister for sure. Yeah.
So
the thing that was sending me, first of all, the part that grabbed us was the cocktail immersive piece.
Yeah.
I could give a fuck less about Alice in Wonderland.
It was the riddles.
There were riddles. We had to solve riddles and to get stuff. And listen, I'm not a riddler. I don't like riddles.
Same. I was just like, let's listen in on what they come up with and we gonna say the same thing. I'm not racking my brain here today.
One time.
I hate that.
Yeah, one time I went on a scavenger hunt where you had to solve riddles to figure out a destination and everything was worth hella points.
No.
I was dying on the fucking inside.
Yeah.
I was dying on the inside wanting it to be over. It took so long.
I don't like things like that. I don't like that in baby shower games.
Oh, I like a baby shower game.
I cannot stand a game. I like
baby shower games. You win prizes.
It's not my jam. It's just not.
Yeah, you always say that.
I do. I really do. But this was more for the whites, which is fine. It was cool. We got a couple of drinks out of it and left. I mean, the guy who was, they have like people who are the hosts, rather, you know, he was funny.
He was funny. He was funny. If it weren't for him, it would have been a dud.
I probably would have been like, drinks to go.
Please.
Put them in a to-go cup.
We're out of here.
I don't want to be here. Yeah. But it was a good little time. When I told Amadeo about it, she was like, oh my God, I'm on the wait list for that. How did you get
the wait list?
I said the wait list.
She could have bought ours. Girl, no, it wasn't horrible. It wasn't horrible by any means. It was just different. Yeah. It was different.
I don't like to.
I'm glad that I did it with you.
Do shit for my drinks. I just like to get them. Yeah. I thought the drinks were just going to be provided.
I didn't really know what it was going to be.
It was okay. It was but cool. She was like, oh my God, you got tickets for that? You went? I was like, yeah. She's like, we're on the wait list. We're on the wait list. I was like, girl.
Girl, somebody was in there dressed up as Alice. I said, oh yeah, this is she's some other type
in.
Of shit.
She's tapped in, but it was a good time.
Yeah, so that was the weekend. Mm-hmm. Another busy one on the horizon.
It is? Oh, yeah, it is. It's busy. Busy, busy, busy. On Saturday, before I did that, I went to Complex Con.
Oh, yeah, you did go to Complex Con.
Wouldn't go back. I wouldn't
Why
go back.
Not? Why not?
It just wasn't my vibe. Mm. Boring.
I saw Rihanna was there.
I did, too, but she ain't doing what I'm doing.
No, she was watching her boo.
They probably came in and out.
She was watching her boo perform.
I can't imagine them walking around.
Not Riri. I could imagine Riri rocking around.
She was probably one of them rocking around the back way. Back in.
Is it big? Is it outdoors and indoors?
Yeah, it's outdoor, indoor. Lil Yachty was walking around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, but it's just not my vibe. I'm not into hypebeast culture.
Right.
And girl,
it's definitely for a certain type of crowd and person.
So the night before, Andres was like, what are you wearing?
And I'm no.
I was like, babe, you know that's not my jam, and I'm not a hype beast. Now you putting pressure on me. I said,
because you probably needed some heat on your feet.
Brittany, I said, I don't have, that is not my aesthetic. I don't have that.
Right,
like,
I'm not.
I'm like, you know the heat that I possess. Honestly, you know the warmth that I possess. It's
shit,
not heat.
Walking in there ice cold.
Iced tea. I said, I don't. Oh, and I was like, babe, what? He was like, I mean, you here, because he had called his friend on the phone and was like, what you coming with tomorrow? And I'm like, it's that type of vibe. He was like, what are we wearing? And I'm like, take the ball out of my court. Take the ball out of my court because I don't have it. Take the ball out of my court. I said, babe,
what?
I'm going to let you steer this shit. He was like, you
he
hear
picked
him?
The outfit
we
out for you? Got,
no, they have some, he has some like dead stock. They did a collaboration with Stussy in 2015 and he has the shirts that he had never worn. So he's like, we're going to wear these. I said, okay. Pop the tag. He didn't even want to pop the tags. I said, babe, pop the tag off the shirt. Put it on my back. James Brown me. Put it on my back. I had it on. I said, representing.
What the fuck? Yeah, no.
I'm like, babe, this is pressure. Don't put that kind of, I said, babe,
and
don't put
that
kind
of pressure.
And if it
is that type of pressure, see, y'all live life too last minute. I would have been like, no, you know you could have told me that. Last week, so I could have at least, you know, tried to get some heat. But now you want to ask me the day before what I'm wearing? I don't know. Nothing.
It was not even day before. It was night of, like night before.
Night before.
Like,
yeah,
couldn't
like,
even
no.
go out
couldn't
and
even
make
go
a move.
Get a little shoe.
No.
A little top.
You know, in the morning, I'm like, then he got up talking about, yeah, we need to get out of here early. I said, look, hold on. Holiday. I thought we were getting there around 2. Thought we were getting out around 1, had a little time to get myself together. He's
right.
Like, we got to get out of the house. You know, I'm trying to be there with the homies, chill for today because we had to come back. We went to dinner with Adrian and Alex, and mm-hmm. I'm just like, I'm going to be cold today. I couldn't serve no heat.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going as I am.
But I'm sure the girls and the boys were serving up looks.
People were serving looks, and then
like
there were people who were just basic.
Kicks.
You know, people who were just
you
there.
You probably thought they were basic, but they probably had dead stock on their feet.
No, but you know that look of just like, You know, sometimes people pull the homeless out, but that'd be the look, the homeless.
That's the vibe for some people, right?
And then there were some people who were just there. And I said, I'm taking the no pressure, I'm just here approach.
Yeah, live your life.
Yeah, that's when I released it. I put it on the altar. It's not something that I would do again or be like, I'm hitting a complex, Connor, you come in. It's not, that's not my type of function.
Yeah.
But I checked it off my list.
You did it.
It's done. So we'll come back and tell you how this weekend goes.
Yeah.
Next week, what are we doing? A lot of things. A lot of things.
So,
yes,
that's that. Ladies and gents, we are very close to the goal. We only need 21 reviews to reach our goal of 2,000 by December. Don't sleep now. Stay woke. Get over there. Leave your rating and review. They're very important for the show.
Yeah, it helps.
They helps us.
That's it. Okay, it helps us. That's all we can say.
So, let's read our review of the week. Why don't we
read it?
This one comes from April, May, June, July. Yay.
Yay, yay.
Real homegirl vibes. I've been
I imagine she said it like real homegirl vibes, like real hot girl shit. You know? Tell me, girl, did you?
Right.
It was in my brain when I read it like that.
Okay, well, let's run with it. I've been listening to the podcast for a little over a year. A month. Sorry. What?
I'm like,
a little? For a little over a month now. Right. I just ran with it.
Yeah.
And I've really, really enjoyed it. I've been laughing while simultaneously learning and vibing. You can truly tell through the podcast that you two love what you're doing and love each other. The great guests are an added bonus. Thank you, ladies, for putting out quality episodes to keep us learning, entertained, and growing.
Y'all say that often.
They can tell.
They can tell that we belong here.
They can tell. Vessels. And you too can tell if you look on YouTube and you see us touching each other. No,
don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Just touching. Reach out and touch.
Somebody's hand make this world a better place.
If you can. There it is. Yes. Okay. Make sure y'all leave your ratings and reviews. We're coming in hot. I want to see 20.
I want to see us go over 2,000.
Okay. I mean, obviously, well, that's going to happen.
I mean, before December.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Let's raise the bar.
The bar has been raised.
Let's raise it.
It's off the flow. Do what you got to do. Do your part. Another way that you can do your part is by joining us over on Patreon.
This is where we need more people to do their part. I think we need to shift the energy to Patreon.
Okay.
We've been going hard on the ratings and the reviews, and people have been taking Patreon lightly. You know what? It's really so much tea over there that sometimes we can't even tease it.
Yeah, that's the truth.
We really can't even tease it.
That's the truth.
Because it just be too real.
But
to even play around with over here is too much.
Get over there if y'all want the real. Not the real, because what we do here is real too.
It's real too. That's just different.
We just feel like we have a little more control over there.
It's a little different.
A little different, a little safer space. Yeah. So y'all get over there, join us. And you know what? We're going to give a big shout out to our one patron this week. I'm shouting her out.
We are.
Give me her name.
I should know it.
Yeah, I know you should.
Justina.
I wonder if this is our other Justina.
Our girl Instagram?
No. She was a long-time patron, long-term listener, Justina Meadows, I think.
That's what I'm talking about, from Instagram, my girl from Instagram.
Oh, I thought you said from Insecure. You said from Insecure.
No, from Instagram.
Oh, yes. I wonder if it's you,
Justina Meadows.
Then welcome back.
Welcome.
Now, you see how we really know our girls.
We do.
When you're in our inbox and you're around often, we know you. We know Kristen.
Y'all. We know Unique.
You see? We got a few that's been gang from the beginning.
We do.
There's a lot of y'all.
Yeah,
those are
our
girls who always tap in and really connect with us.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
You see that? You see how we in the heart with y'all?
Right.
Love y'all.
I think, yeah. So.
Those are our girls. Last week, y'all, we kicked off a brand new series, Read Me Sis, where we're here to read you and bring to your awareness all the shit that you probably have not been paying attention to. So, first episode of the series, we chatted about the I'll feel better when cycle that we oftentimes get stuck in, that takes us out of our current place of present-minded joy and gratitude because we're focused on feeling better when something else happens.
Right.
I feel like that was a really great conversation.
I do too.
I feel like a lot of the girls out there resonated with
the message.
And it's good to know that we are not alone. We are here for we. We are. So if you haven't listened to that yet, tap in. I'm pretty sure you'll gain something from it. There's tools for your toolbox all in that episode. Yeah. Tons of gems. So yes. Take a listen. This week, what are we doing?
So this week we are talking about overcoming martyr complex.
They probably like, girl, what is that?
What is a martyr? What is a martyr complex? Well, we have a full definition for y'all. Don't fret. We got a lot of notes today.
We have a lot of notes. A lot of notes.
There's a lot to talk about. Mm-hmm. And okay, so let's just get into it. So historically, a martyr is someone who chooses to sacrifice their life or face pain and suffering instead of giving up something they hold sacred. Mm-hmm. So while this term is still used this way today, it has taken a little different meaning that's not as dramatic as that, like you're not putting your life out on the line. Today, the term is sometimes used to describe someone who seems to always be suffering in one way or another. They might always have a story about their latest woe or a sacrifice they made for someone else. They might even exaggerate bad things that happen to get sympathy or make others feel guilty. Mm-hmm. Do you know any martyrs?
I do.
Same.
I do. I know a martyr.
Ba-da-ba-ba. My grandma's for sure one. And if any of my family members are listening to this, don't judge. This is my platform and my grandma knows my heart. You know, this is
my truth.
It's starting to become hella downloads and stuff. I don't know who listening.
Girl.
So my grandma could call me if she wanna talk.
We gotta ice it out. If it gotta be a lemon squeeze, then call me now.
Yeah.
No, yeah, yeah. I think that's an Aries woman trait.
You say that all the time.
I feel strongly about them Aries women.
Aries in general with you.
Yeah,
it started with women, then it went to men.
And it circled back to the women. They do a thing. Aries are special. Y'all know how y'all are.
She for sure has martyr tendencies. Like, she will be like, when she calls sometimes, you already know it's going to be riddled with a woe is me vibe. Yeah. Like, well, I had to, you know, I gave all my last. And it's like, grandma.
But you didn't have to.
It's a pattern.
Yeah.
You didn't have to give your last.
What do you,
I know she
do
has
you
a giving heart.
To her, though?
Most of the time, I just
let
listen. Just let her talk. Because it's just like, this lady, hello. Like, she's set in her ways. I'm the kid to her.
Yeah.
She not really trying to hear me out. But sometimes I'll be like, grandma, then why do you keep giving your last? Like, why do you do that? And then she'll be like, it's my ministry.
Or it's my heart.
God, you're my heart. God gave it to me, so I don't got it. I'm like, hey.
Once he gives it to me, I fold it up and put it in my bucket.
Yeah.
I do. I know a martyr. I don't know what it is, y'all. I don't know. When sometimes I look around and I say, you know you didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, why though? Like, the need, I don't understand where the need comes from.
And the thing is, it's not saying that we can't do things at all. Because, yes, we should be giving. Sometimes we do have to make sacrifices. Sometimes we go out of our way. It's when this becomes your story. Shout out to our girl.
Yeah.
It's when it becomes your story. It becomes your story. And then right after doing something, it's like, I had to do this.
Yeah.
I always gotta.
I need to. If I don't, nobody will.
Right. I'm so tired because I had to do this, that, this. I can't do nothing for myself. It's riddled with a woe is me or you want someone to throw a pity party.
But really, it's like, it's really a chosen struggle.
It is.
It's chosen, y'all. It's chosen.
Yeah.
It's chosen. I've never personally dealt with this, but I'm glad we're bringing it to the forefront because someone is. Some of you out there have to be.
Yeah, this episode is more of a I've
informational.
Seen it. Yeah, it's more of a, I've seen what I needed to see. I've seen it happen. And it's an area of opportunity for a lot of people. It's not something that I've participated in myself.
Yeah.
But I have interacted with people that have definitely displayed these tendencies. And if
it's
you're
interesting. It's interesting. So I guess we can help you identify if you're struggling with martyrism. Martyrdom. And then you can go back and figure out what you want to do about it, what boundaries you want to implement to take yourself out of this chosen struggle, because that's really what it is. You're deciding that you want to be in it for whatever reason, and there's work to do, and you got to go talk to somebody. It won't be with us. But yeah. First sign that you're struggling, or you might be dealing with it, or signs of, is that you do things for people even when you don't feel appreciated.
Mm.
Even when somebody hasn't said thank you, you still feel like you have to. You have to go out of your way to make it happen. You know, that, oh, what, you want to say something?
No, I was agreeing with you.
Yeah,
that.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you offer your support, but then you're expressing your
discontentment
with the fact that you had to do it, or that, like, yeah, that you had to do it, but you offered it.
That's what, like, that'd be the craziest part.
Yes, yes.
That you offered to do something.
Yeah. Or you talk about the lack of appreciation because you did it. Like, I do this and nobody even says that I'd be, like, you know, give me my kudos or my flowers for doing it for them. Nigga, you offered.
Right.
And I'm appreciative.
And I mean, there people should be appreciative.
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like, they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like, mm.
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story. But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P noom.com/bravada.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
But I think that this is really a distinct quality when this is always the case. Because we all come against people who you do things for them out of a good place and they may not be appreciative. And it's like,
But then you know what I say? Won't do it again.
That part.
won't do it again.
When you keep doing it. When you keep doing it. You might have martyr complex.
Martyr complex, yeah.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank. It's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort.
Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now.
Another example is if you try to do too much. So if you are always overextending yourself, there was a little meme that was like, it was a Muffy, I think, from Arthur. Mm-hmm. She had black bags under her eyes. Yeah. And she was like, yeah, I can fit it in my schedule. You can't. But if you're always overextending yourself, and by this, it's like you're offering to do things when you know you don't have the bandwidth to do it.
Volunteering.
Somebody having a baby shower, you're volunteering to plan the baby shower. Mm-mm. You know they're not going to appreciate you. You know you have hella work to do. You're planning to do it all, pay for it all.
Yeah, no. offering your resources,
setting up, taking down.
And I need to be on one committee.
You're
one
setting
committee
up
for the people I
you're
love.
You're taking down. Not only did you volunteer to do that baby shower, but you also volunteered to help your girlfriend take her braids down. Then you still got to take your own braids down.
And then it's like, I'm the only person they got.
Yeah.
I have to do this. These might, no.
Yes, you actually don't. Yes, and we all occasionally like might have too much on our plate. Mm-hmm. But if you are the person who always has too much on their plate because you are taking stuff from other people's plate and you serving it up on your own plate.
Yeah.
You are not having any boundaries.
Yeah.
Then you probably have a martyr complex.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when people do this, they, mind you again, they volunteer to do all this, right?
Yeah.
Or they accept it and then they're complaining. I be seeing this all the time. Like, I gotta set up for this and that. But you signed up for that.
You asked to do it. And I think, honestly, this feels like it's tied to, like, a self-worth thing or self-validation or wanting to feel valued. Yeah, valuable and valued by other people. Work on this, y'all. Work on it.
And I think it's done subconsciously.
Yeah, it is.
You're not thinking, you're not saying to yourself, oh, I'm doing this so that I can be valued.
Yeah.
But you're thinking, like, I want to make myself useful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me volunteer to do this.
That's not the way.
Let me let them know that I'm here. But you're not honoring yourself.
You're not.
Because you know you're dead ass tired.
Yeah. Also, consider the way people around you, the people that you're spending time with, your friends, your family members, make you feel, right? If you're around toxic people, this is the third sign, y'all. If you're around toxic people who criticize you, who don't add or say when you're adding value, and you still stick around, you still show up to do stuff,
and they're treating you like shit.
Yeah, they're treating you like shit, right? It's like those people who feel like they have to do things because that's my friend, that's my family member, but maybe this person isn't reciprocating or pouring back in, but you still show up. It's giving martyr.
Yeah,
it's giving martyr. We have to create healthy boundaries.
Yeah, especially if you're a giver.
If you are a giver, you have to set boundaries because takers do not.
They don't.
They will not. They will just take from your ass. They leave you dry. Nothing less. Sucking bones.
You the leech.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. This is true.
Hate a leech.
Hate them.
Okay, so the fourth sign. You consistently feel dissatisfied in your job or your relationships. Mm-hmm. So if you are a martyr, you might notice some patterns of feeling just discontent. Like, I don't like it here. I don't like it here. And you might blame others for this. Like, instead of taking accountability, that's where I think a lot of us fall short because we don't take accountability for the part that we play. Mm-hmm. Most situations, we put ourselves in them.
Definitely.
And we have the power to take ourselves out. Not saying like you push yourself in the situation knowing it was going to be shitty. Mm-hmm. But once you acknowledge that it is and you're still staying there, that's when you become responsible and you got to hold yourself accountable and be like, you know what? This isn't a vibe.
Yeah.
I don't like how I feel. It's not giving what I needed to give, job, relationship, friendship, whatever. And I have the choice to get out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Which leads us into the next. You mentioned relationships. The fifth sign, y'all, is you have a pattern of taking care of others in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You are the caregiver. If you find yourself across multiple relationships, different types of relationships, always feeling like you are the mom of the group, right? Mm. The nurturer, the caretaker, overextending yourself, doing all of the things for everybody, and then becoming resentful because you play these roles. You know what I mean? It's like...
It's self-sacrificing.
It's self-sacrificing, self-sabotaging. It's just... All of the things.
In a good way, a good indicator of this is if energy is not being reciprocated.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is some caretaking and some nurturing and all that in relationships. But when they become one-sided and you're the one who's always, like we said, giving and never receiving, then...
Problem.
Yeah.
And you have to consider, like, do you feel secure? Do you feel loved? Do you feel cared for? Do you feel thought about? Do you feel
supported?
And if you don't, then you might need to take a step back and remove yourself from these dynamics or these roles that you are playing and set boundaries, right? Because sometimes you might even feel yourself wanting them to feel guilty that they are not being to you what you are to them. Like, I'm such a good friend to them. I hope they feel bad that they didn't show up for me the way I show up for them.
And you know, sometimes this is self-inflicted too.
This is all self-inflicted.
I'm saying like this portion of it can be self-inflicted if you are all those people to everybody else and you don't allow those people to be that to you.
Yeah.
Because that happens sometimes.
Yeah, like you can't look around and think about if you got sick, who could come bring you some motherfucking soup?
Yeah.
Or some ginger ale.
Yeah.
No one. And you be the first one to rally up the troops to do something for somebody like, hold on. Now who's rallying for you? Who? That's why I only rally for a few homegirls. I only go to the pep rally for a few. My pom-poms only shake for
you
a few.
You look like that that little Timber. White guy who was dancing.
Oh, at the Alice?
No.
Oh,
it was like on a video on Instagram. Mm-mm. Okay.
I missed it. But you get it, okay?
Yeah.
I only move this thing for a few folks.
Yeah.
That's it. I can't do it for everybody. Yeah. I can't do it for everybody because you know what? Honestly, everybody don't do it for me.
They don't. If you find your feelings taking the backseat to everybody else's feelings, your needs taking the backseat to everybody else's needs, you may be a martyr.
Yeah. Martyr and, you know, people who are like altruistic. Remember that TED talk about altruism? Remember? No?
I don't remember.
But you know, like, I feel like it could kind of go hand in hand. Well, altruism is more like people who are super heroic. They put themselves in danger when they think about saving other people before they even consider saving themselves, right? Houses build, burning, building. They run in not even thinking, I could die too. It's right. Just like, who can I save?
Right.
I feel like we kind of get those two confused, right? Because martyrs, people feel like this is a hero. This is a person who's saving everybody. But no, don't get it fucked up.
You're saying we're getting martyrdom and altruism?
Yeah, like I feel like sometimes people could think like, this is such a good quality of me to be like so giving and want to always show
up for
people.
But not at the expense of self-harm.
Or self.
Right, at the expense of yourself.
Yeah, it's like at the expense of self, don't go out sad.
Right, because we're not saying be selfish, but we're saying you're the person who's responsible for yourself, right? Yeah. And a part of that is the biggest part of that is making sure that you're taken care of. And we are going to be extending ourselves and taking care of other people. But if you're ran down, can't even have room or space to take care of yourself because you're always doing for other people, you have to make space for yourself.
And I think another sign is like, if you'll do it for somebody else but won't do it for yourself, problem.
Mm.
You know?
That was so good. That was good.
You know what I mean?
Because that's like, true.
It's the same way, like, you'll go out of your way to do something for somebody else so that their shit is together or that they have it. But when it comes down to just you, if you remove all the external factors, you won't even show up to do it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show up to braid your hair, but my hair gonna be looking raggedy. Right. I'll cook you a 4-course meal, but I'm gonna eat bread while I drink water.
Right.
Like, I'll come over and help you clean up, but my house is a mess. Just so many little things.
That's
you know
how
what
you
mean?
Know it's performative.
Yeah, it's like, hold on now.
Or something.
Like you only can do it if you put in other people first. Show up for yourself. Show up and show out for self.
Let's talk about how some more ways that martyrdom can hurt you. Because we're not going to walk around, stay with this mentality that all martyrs are heroes. Because
no, like I told you about the altruism.
Yeah, we're not.
They're not synonymous, y'all.
So here's a way that it can hurt you. It makes it hard to speak up for yourself, which causes strained relationships. So people that have martyr tendencies often have a hard time voicing their concerns, their discontent, because they don't want to ruffle any feathers.
Yeah.
They don't want anyone to be upset with them. They don't want any issues. So they have a hard time communicating clearly and directly.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know what that leads to sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least the bullshit.
So if you find yourself like being passive aggressive or just harboring all this resentment and anger, that can hurt you. Mm-hmm. I'm reading this book, Becoming Supernatural, and it's talking about like how stress and anger can really make you sick.
Yeah.
Like real talk.
Of course. That's why people have strokes. People have heart attacks. It's not a joke.
I know.
High blood pressure. Nigga, what? Yeah. Yes. Yes, that's why
I'm just thinking about like all this stuff that we're holding in, thinking that we're helping people and we're hurting ourselves, and then we just end up sick.
We need to live freely. We need to say what we want to say, take the shackles off our feet so we can dance.
Yeah.
That's what we got to do. We got to dance through this life, y'all.
Yeah, because then what happens? You don't say anything. Oh. That's the
inevitable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
final destination.
All this anger builds up. We're being passive aggressive, not direct, not saying anything. And then what happens? You blow up in this outburst and it's like, why is she mad? Like, yeah. What happened? Yeah. Like, didn't you want to do all this stuff? And now you're blowing up.
Pissed off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, having this martyr complex can hurt you or harm you because it impacts your self-care. Like we were just mentioning a little bit ago, you focus so much on other people, you put in everybody else first, that you end up losing focus or sight of what makes you happy, how you are able to show up in the world as your best self. And we already know, if you can't show up as your best self, how the hell are you going to show up for other people?
Right.
You just end up pouring from an empty cup.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to take steps back, implement some boundaries, show up for ourselves first, and then with what's left, show up for other people.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
Lastly, for how martyrdom can hurt you, you may notice a lack of positive change in your life. So you may find yourself feeling miserable instead of creating steps to change your life. Mm-hmm. You might complain. You might regret the situation. You might be blaming everybody else instead of taking accountability like we mentioned earlier. And nobody wants to be here. It's like feeling stuck.
I hate a complainer. I hate a complainer about stuff that they have control to change.
I know.
I mean, I know we be complaining, but it'd be different.
I know. But the thing with this is, the way that this may hurt you when you really are suffering from or struggling, I'll say struggling, not suffering, struggling with martyrdom complex, is that you'll get out of one situation and then end up right back in another one.
Yeah.
With somebody else. It's a never ending cycle.
Yeah. Or you're already in it with so many people. You got to find your way out.
It's a lifestyle.
Crawl your way out of that hole.
Yeah.
Child. So, of course, we cannot leave y'all without tips and tricks and how to overcome, because that's what we are doing. Overcoming. We are thriving. We are changing. We are shifting.
Yeah.
We're
doing better.
We're doing better. Okay. We are creating evolution around this shit.
Point blank period.
So a way to overcome martyr complex is to communicate better. Create I statements, be direct, be clear, you know, say what you want to say, do what you want to do, and mean it all.
This can be hard.
This can be hard, but you have to start flexing the muscle slowly. I actually don't have any time for that. I'm going to be doing this for myself instead. I cannot fit that in my schedule this week, but I can follow up with you next week. I can't do it. Fuck, period. I'm tired.
Right.
I'm fucking tired. I cannot.
And you know what? People will have to adapt.
Yeah.
And people will have to figure it out. And they will.
Yes. They and avoid passive aggressive communication.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. We're just going to be straightforward. We're going to say it. And you don't have to feel bad about expressing yourself.
Right.
You don't have to feel badly.
Also, we're going to start setting boundaries. Mm-hmm. This is another hard but necessary thing to do. Setting boundaries. You have to set boundaries because boundaries teach people how to treat you.
Period.
So there's a good book by Nedra Tawab, who was on the show.
Oh, yes.
She has a book about setting boundaries. She's a boundary boss. Mm. And if you feel like you struggle with setting boundaries, pick up that book. But you got to set boundaries. Reprogram. Teach people. You know I did that in the past, but I'm on a new program now.
Never no more, as Aaliyah said. Never no more.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
She said it.
We got to say no to things that don't serve us. Mm-hmm. We are responsible for protecting our peace. Some people may be upset, but guess what? They got to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's a new program. We're on a new routine.
Catch up.
I am no longer doing the things that I used to do.
Mm-hmm. My old ways have gone out the window. Yeah. Lastly, we're going to make time for self-care. And you know what else? We're going to make time for self first. That's what we're flipping this, self first. I'm putting myself first. I'm making time for it. So instead of focusing on everybody else, take some time to decompress, to practice mindfulness, to recenter yourself, to journal, to do all the things that you know that you love. Serve yourself first. That's what you have to do. That's what we're going to do. Make some time for it, whatever that looks like. And if you find yourself almost about to put somebody else first, say, actually, no. Actually, no. We're doing something different.
And there are some times where you do have to put others first. Like
not
if you
right
got
now,
kids.
Though. But that ain't this.
No, I'm just saying for the people who want to get literal, you know, they're like, so no, I gotta. I'm just covering all the bases.
Yeah. All the
all
girls.
The right, all the bases.
The literal ones.
There are some times where you do have to put others first. But
and you know
Don't let people play with you.
Don't let people play with you. I would say that, you know, you understand your responsibilities, right? You understand your responsibilities, the things that are non-negotiable. Your kids, things like that are non-negotiable.
Family, husband, whatever.
Those are non-negotiable.
Right.
I mean, depending on how your life is figured out, whatever works for you and your family dynamic, do those things. You know, carry out your responsibilities. We are talking about the things that are not needs,
right?
That are not like your commitments that you are obligated to. We're not talking about obligations. That's what I want to say. These are things that you sign up for, that you volunteer for, that you put yourself, you insert yourself into these situations and make them your responsibility. So if you got to write it down and distinguish what your obligations or responsibilities are, do that. My kids, my husband, work, and then all that other shit comes second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
There definitely be some martyrs at work, though. I've told y'all about my coworker who be doing the most and then want to complain because you're doing everybody else's job.
Yeah.
Like, why are you over here in this mix?
I know.
You don't even got to be over here, but you over here in this end. Oh, my God. You know, I was so swamped this week. You didn't have to be swamped, though, sis. You came over to this swamp and got swampy. Stay
got
on
dirty.
Your side.
You got dirty.
Yeah.
You got dirty. Yeah, so hopefully this helps you identify or put words to feelings, gives you some language to help you move through
a
new
research.
Phase in your journey. Yeah, talk to your therapist. Maybe they have some more tools
for
you.
They may call it people pleasing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
People serving. Yeah. Tap in with your therapist and let us know what they
say. Yeah, we just bring it to awareness and then talk with the therapist for the real healing. We are not therapists.
We are not.
We need just therapists ourselves.
We do.
And you know, these therapist prices.
Now she on a sidebar.
I'm on a sidebar because I got a quote from one and she said $300 per session.
And at that point, I'm buying clothes. Fuck it. Therapy
at
for
that
me.
Point, I need to talk to you.
Yeah.
I need to talk to
I'll
you.
I'll be calling you twice a week. Otherwise, the money's going into my kitty and I'm buying clothes. That's what it's giving. $600 a month minimum? What? Because if you're going to one session a month, there's not much healing
there's
happening.
There's not much healing.
You need to be doing bi-weekly at least. So if I'm spending $600 and hell no.
$600 a
it's
month.
Giving outfits. It's giving outfits, no healing.
Okay. Cute and unhealed.
It's giving cute and fucked up. Hey, God. Stylish. She's stylish and unhealed. Y'all, we gonna let y'all go.
Okay, love we gonna you. Let y'all go. Love y'all. Bye.